Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the dual explosions in the Yanya and Kuji areas of Abuja on October 2nd, and the suicide bombings and militant attacks in Maiduguri and Adamawa on October 1st. We extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed and injured. These tragic events are stark reminders that violent extremists will stop at nothing to inflict horrific and indiscriminate harm upon innocent civilians. In particular, Boko Haram's reign of terror and sheer brutality have left thousands dead and millions displaced. To assist those nations threatened by Boko Haram, President Barack Obama recently delegated authority to the Secretary of State to direct the drawdown of up to $45 million in defense articles and services, as well as military education and training to support Benin, Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria's efforts to defeat Boko Haram. This will enable the secretary to authorize the provision of critical airlift support and other assistance, including to help the Lake Chad Basin countries move troops and equipment to the border region from which Boko Haram terrorists continue to launch brutal attacks on civilians. This assistance builds on training, equipment, and logistical support that the United States is providing using other authorities. The United States also continues to provide advisors and share information with our regional partners to enhance counter-Boko Haram operations, as well as victim support and counter-violent extremism programming. Since 2009, Boko Haram has killed more than 10,000 people, devastated communities, and left deep scars in the lives of those affected by its violence. Boko Haram's indiscriminate violence has created more than 2 million internally displaced persons and over 200,000 refugees throughout the Lake Chad Basin region. Defeating Boko Haram will require a holistic campaign that protects human rights, pairs progress on development and governance with security measures, and fills in behind military successes with civilian stabilization efforts. The United States stands with our partners in the region who are fighting to end Boko Haram's campaign of terror that threatens to rob an entire generation of the benefits of unfettered access to education, health care, and economic development.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.